It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is singer-songwriter Greg Hager. Greg, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's awesome to be here, Steve. Thank you.
Nice to have you back. I know we've promoted several of your first albums when you first started this venture, and we wish you all the best in the future. You got another new album out, I'll Come Back. And we're going to get to that cut and song that I really think people are going to be interested in hearing about a little bit later. But first, let's talk a little bit about you, where you're at. I understand you'll be going to Japan. Let's talk a little bit about where you're at today and with the new album.
For the listeners, I had the great honor last year in 2019 of being back in Nashville and recording my 8th and my 9th albums. I did sign with a record label, MFG Records, out of Nashville, Tennessee, and a record label opens up a lot of doors for an artist for some of the access to the inner workings of the music industry, and so that was a great thrill, and the new projects are part of that new record label. And so with the new project comes opportunity to sing and share, and we've had a very busy year, the end of last year, and of course, this year starting out.
Well, Japan has a Summer Olympics coming up, and you and your wife are going to be traveling to Japan. How did this venture come about? Tell us about that.
Last summer, we shared the stage at the Great Jones County Fair in Monticello, Iowa, with a sword swallower. And this sword swallower was connected with a group that had done entertainment at the Olympics in previous years. And Dan Meyer said to me, he said, Greg, would you ever consider going to the Olympics? And that began a conversation. Led me to visit with a couple of other folks, and ultimately a group called the Lay Witnesses for Christ International made the formal invitation for us to be a part of the entertainment and ministry team at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. This team has had access for the last 40 years to all of the Olympic Games as far as positive entertainment and support and being available if athletes or visitors want to visit with someone who's been on the world's stage in the past, someone who's been there to ask questions and how to deal with pressure and to support them in thoughts and prayers and things like that. So that is why we're going to be at the Olympics this year.
Well, I hope you get some network TV time. Wouldn't that be something?
It would. You know, I suspect in the U.S. anyway, it's focused on the athletes, which is probably how it should be. But who knows what opportunities will open when we're doing our thing and the cameras are every place.
And then you're going to be playing for some of these athletes at a venue then?
Yep. They have a couple of formal events for all of the athletes that I'll be playing at. And I'm told by the coordination team that there will be evening concerts or outreach events each of the nights of the Olympics. Okay. And then Andrea and I will spend an additional 9 days in Japan, the Tokyo Basin, singing concerts after closing ceremonies.
Oh, wow, what a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to experience. I wish you all the best. That's
thank
great.
You. To be a North Dakotan headed to the Olympics in an official formal capacity is pretty amazing.
Well, I think we'll have to have you back on sometime, at least a month before you go head out, if you've got an opportunity to share some time with us then, okay?
We'll make it happen.
Let's get to his new cut off of his new album, I'll Come Back. Now, I think this is really interesting. He's going to start this out in English, and he's going to finish it off in a very, very interesting language. Yes, Japanese, because of the Olympics. And just take a listen to this. It's really, really a nice song.
When I'm away, it always calls my name. Though it changes, somehow stays the same. Memories made here stay in my heart. Words cannot contain the depth. So let me start by saying one thing that is true. I know what to do. I'll cherish every moment until it's gone. But I'll see you again, though I don't know just when. So promise me you'll smile and sing my song, and I'll come back to you before too long. Boku wo mukaete kureta, marude furosato no youni. Boku no kokoro no aru basho, itsu demo koko ni anata to dakarita shikana koto wa koko ni aru. Nani hitotsu wasuretaku nai. Mata aitai itsu no hi ka, egao de utaite ite hoshii. Boku no uta sono hi made, tashikana koto wa koko ni aru. Nani hitotsu wasuretaku nai. Mata aitai itsu no hi ka, egao de utaite ite hoshii. Boku no uta sono hi made, boku no uta sono hi made.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, singer-songwriter Greg Hager from Barnes County, going to be performing at the Summer Olympics in Japan. And, of course, you can get that new cut, I'll Come Back, off of his new album. And I think we'll give somebody a chance, Greg, to win this. I think if they are the third caller right now, our phone number is 845-1490, so 845-1490, our third caller, is going to win that CD. It's going to have that cut on it. You're going to really love the Japanese version and the English version as well. Thanks for joining us today, Greg.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Thank you again.
There is our Voice of the Valley for today.